Welcome back, everyone, for this week's episode of our Smoky Mountain Wrestling Podcast. This is Smoky Mountain Wrestling, episode number 65 from April the 24th of 1993. Well, guess what? We got a couple of debuts in this episode. We're going to have some fun this week. All that said, Doc, how you doing this week, man?
Man, I may have worked myself into a gimmick that's not good.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, this Pop-Tart thing is funny if you think I'm eating them before every show, but we do two shows in a day. So for you guys, I ate Pop-Tarts last week, but for me, I ate Pop-Tarts like an hour ago, and now I got to eat more Pop-Tarts. And so I'm kind of getting tired of Pop-Tarts. What am I going to do?
Nobody besides old lady Spencer is worried about your fucking Pop-Tarts eating, so whatever.
That's Harper, she's my bottom bitch, so
what?
I gotta take care of her.
Okay. Harper, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Michael. How are you?
What he does that. I'm great, man. It's good to hear. It sounds like you're in a good mood. You must have just jerked off to the Golden Girls.
That's nice. Blanche.
Yeah, we've been there before. We already know. Okay, all right. With that said, let's jump into this week's episode. First off, we're in Knox Central High School in Barberville, Kentucky. Doc, it sounds like you need to give us some demographics. It's a new location.
We're in southeastern Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they always, like in the local promos, are always going to Barberville. It makes it sound like it's like a destination town. It's one of the big, you know, big towns in the territory.
Yes.
Do y'all agree with that?
Yeah.
Right.
They're always,
they got a
local promos, but it's probably because of the area where we're getting these tapings from that they're always seeming to be in Barberville. That's just where they're at.
Fair enough, but the population is 3,165 today.
So only 3,000 people live there today?
Yeah, yes.
Wow.
And it's more today than it was back then. So they're growing.
It's probably 99.999 white.
94.4% white.
It's a lot of fucking white people.
Yeah, you know that. You know, mayonnaise sales are off the chart. In that
All right, keep going, Doc. What else you got?
Shitty country music dressed up, you know, shitty rock music with fiddles dressed up like country music and mayonnaise just go over big there. This is some real interesting stuff because the median household income of this joint in 2017 was $13,297.
Wait, how much money?
$13,300.
That's what it is now?
Yes.
God.
Median household income.
Jesus Christ, bro.
That's not average. That means 50% of the population is below that number.
That's crazy.
God 38, damn.
38% of the total population is below the poverty line.
God damn.
These people are a drag on society. And
oh, now maybe, come on, don't insult the people now.
And maybe instead of a coal factory, we should have a Von Erich factory where they show up and just do the Von Erich thing.
That's real
nice
of you. I'm still trying to get past $13,000. I'm trying to get past $13,000 a year. Fuck.
I ain't even trying to put my business out on the street. But in the 90s, when I was a long-haired college student musician delivering pizza kind of jerk-off version of myself, that's about what I was living on a year, and I can tell you, that's a rough way to go, man.
Well, imagine that
that's
being your life.
That's not even minimum
wage.
Right,
Harper.
Well, right,
it's probably intermittent employment. I go work enough to buy beer and meth, and then I quit.
Oh, come on, man. Now you're saying everybody poor is a fucking alcoholic and drug addict.
Yeah.
You're an asshole.
Okay, so let me supplement this a little bit, because I'm always worried when people have a freak out on numbers that maybe I got it wrong. So I'm going to double check here, because accuracy is something Doc treasures. Here is the actual Wikipedia paragraph on this. The median income for a household in the city was $13,297. The median income for a family, and I'm not exactly sure the difference, I don't give a fuck, was $20,700, which is better, but not much.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, you're still spreading that $20,000 over 3 to 4 people is what that means.
Males had a median income of $32,000, basically, versus $18,000 for females.
I guess it's just so fucking rural.
The per capita income, so split this out to everybody, is about $11,500. 32.6% of families and 38% of the population were below the poverty line, including 43% under the age of 18 and 31% over the age of 65. Misery knows no age in this motherfucker.
You've depressed me a lot now. Let's get to some wrestling.
Well, the wrestling matches are, in all honesty, maybe the only glimmer of hope. Let's go down to the wrestling matches and forget our lives for a minute. And now you know why Corny's pulling out welfare dollar bills and showing them to people in promos. It's a shoot, motherfucker.
Let's get into it. So at the very opening of the show, Dutch and Bob Cottle are up, and Dutch's sign today says, "Worship me now, avoid the rush." The main event will be Sullivan versus the Night Stalker. I mean, they've kind of built that angle up a little bit. And then Smothers and Horner are on Down and Dirty. Eh. And then we got to listen to this soundbite real quick that is at the 129 mark. So let me play this real quick.
Down and Dirty.
All right, now what about our Beat the Champ match, Dutch? We got to draw for that.
People are wrestlers standing by breathlessly awaiting their name to be drawn out of the hat. I'm going to pull a name out here, and the name is Bobby Blaze will be taking on Bobby Eaton today in the Beat the Champ tournament right here in Smoky Mountain Wrestling.
All right, fans, we're Bobby ready with Blaze. The action. So right now, let's go to the ring.
Bobby Blaze.
All right, so I had to play that because a friend of the show, Bobby Blaze, and before I let you two chime in, I just want you to know, we're recording this on October the 20th, 2017. Bobby was on the flagship show a few weeks back, and we were supposed to talk about his debut along with Sonny or Tammy in Smoky Mountain Wrestling, and we didn't get to it, so we are actually scheduled to have a discussion with Bobby Blaze a day after recording this, but when this airs, that conversation would have already happened and maybe already have been on the flagship show. So just wanted to point that out there. Bobby and I will be talking, although you may have already heard it at this point. All right. So, Doc, any thoughts on Bobby coming into the territory, at least for the first time?
Who's Bobby Blaze?
He's trying to play heel. Harper, what about you?
No, I'm not. That's exactly what Dutch said at the end. Oh. If you listened, you dumbass.
Yeah, he did. He said, who's Bobby Blaze? He did. Harper, any thoughts there?
I hope he wins the check.
Me too. All right.
Well,
here's
the other thing. And I'm going to, since he's here now, and he told us a while back when he was on the show, probably, you know, close to a year ago. Hell, I don't know. He told us, he said, when we were hard on Horner, he said, you know, when I get to the territory, I want y'all to call it like you see it. What?
Harper was brushing his teeth or something. Keep going.
He said, I want you to call it like you see it with me. So I think we owe it to ourselves to remind us of that if Bobby Blaze sucks an asshole, we owe it to the army to call it like we see it. Not because Bobby's our friend. We got to call it straight down the middle so that we don't lose our reputation as being wrestling historians and journalists.
I like that that little monkey flip he did.
You talking about the match?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna get to it. We'll get to that in a minute. I know what you're talking about. Let's as soon as we get to it, we'll talk about it. Okay, Harper.
Okay, Dad.
Sure thing, boss.
All right. Let's go to the first match on the card today. It's the Avenger versus Tim Horner. Dutch asks Bob if this is the Avenger's debut, and Bob Cottle seems confused and takes a minute to answer. I thought this was overall a decent match, actually. I know it was the opening match, but this is what Horner is good at. Put him in the ring and let him do what he does best, and that is wrestle a good, solid TV match. Just keep him off the mic. I hate the natural bridge, but I like how he did it, where the Avenger leapfrogs Horner and then misses, and then the second leapfrog, and then Horner hits him with the bridge. Harper, thoughts on the match here?
This lasted longer than I thought it was going to last.
It did. It did. They're in a new venue, so they're trying to fill up some time here, obviously, and they've got plenty of TV time to fill up in the next couple of weeks. So go ahead, Harper.
Is that Candido?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Candido. You can tell by the way he moves. Definitely.
Yeah.
Doc, your thoughts?
And we think he was put under a hood and worked with Horner just to get him accustomed to the – I mean, he was still young here – to get him accustomed to the Southern style so that when he came out for real as Chris Candido, he'd be more prepared for this style.
I mean, that could have been it, but maybe Jim just needed Horner to beat somebody and he didn't want to throw Chris out there to take a defeat.
Okay. Yeah.
So fair enough. Made him wear, you know, had him had that gimmick on. Okay. So after that, well, we got another debut. That's going to take place today. Not only are we seeing Bobby Blaze, but let's hear from this person.
Referee Mark Curtis slides in for the pin. 1, 2, 3. And OK, fans, let's go right now to Bob Cotter with a rather unusual interview.
Fans, a very unusual situation has come up in Smoky Mountain Wrestling. This young lady is Tammy Fitch. Now, the Smoky Mountain Wrestling attorneys have advised us to let her have her say here on the program. Tammy?
My name is Tammy Fitch. Of the New England Fitches, I'm sure you've heard of us.
No, I don't think so.
My family's very well connected. I can't believe you haven't heard. At any rate, the reason I'm here today is because I have filed a sexual discrimination lawsuit against Smoky Mountain Wrestling. Because since this promotion began, it hasn't employed a woman in any prominent position. No women managers, announcers, promoters, and especially commissioners.
And you want to change that?
I am currently enrolled in Wellesley College, the same school that my personal idol, Hillary Clinton, attended. Mrs. Clinton has proven that a woman can do anything she wants, and I have decided to make a difference in this organization by becoming the first woman to hold a prominent position.
Well, now, you mentioned announcing, managing, promoting. Which do you want to do?
Well, I can do all, but I'll probably start with managing. If I can find someone suitable.
Why did you choose pro wrestling, Tammy?
Well, big men who aren't too bright amuse me. So after I can prove that I can master managing, I'll move on to announcing, promoting, maybe even commissioner. Bob Armstrong won't be around for long.
All right, fans, there you have it. We'll certainly have to follow this situation. And we'll be back. We'll have more right after this.
Oh, boy. She looks like she's fucking 13 years old.
Yeah, I know, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Doc, Harper, you go first. What were your initial thoughts first time you saw this?
Well, I Googled the New England Fitches and nothing came up. So, what the fuck? She sounded like it was a football team.
That's true.
The New England Fitches. Oh, yeah.
Right. Like they're a mascot. Yeah. Anything else, Harper?
But, I mean, you could do this now. It sounded like something now would fuck talk about Hillary Clinton and, you know, the futurist female type of bullshit.
Yeah. My note here was,
my exact note was, bruh, using Hillary in that region works as a heel device. For 24 straight years.
Yeah, no, huh? God. It fits in perfect.
It really does. I mean, it's you're booking the territory at that point with that that angle. Even today, I mean, it's just cute. They I mean, look, man, we don't want to get political, but lock her up is what the crowd in Barberville is saying. You know, they'll get the lock her up chant if you bring up Hillary Clinton now. So man, yeah, this is it's pretty insane here. So, Doc, what else did you have?
There's a lot to unpack here. First of all, you know, we've got her and Bobby coming in. We lost the studs last week. I'm not going to say Bobby and Sonny replace studs, but you got to do something. And so this is a good sign. We're cycling in new talent. She's green here. She's reciting a script that she's written probably because nobody else is going to write one for her. She's real awkward, but I'm going to tell you, she picks it up quick, as you will see over the next few in the coming weeks. She gets more comfortable real fast, and you can see that she's got something. She's filing lawsuits, as we talked last week. Are we a wrestling company or a litigation firm? And she's something that we haven't seen in the Federation yet. So it's new. The idea of a woman coming in, and man, this was not only the Hillary thing, but equal opportunities for women. I mean, we're just a few years off Arn telling people that their place is in the kitchen and barefoot. And in this part of the country, that's probably still holds true today, much less when she's pulling this off in 1993. So this is when we'll have legs, and boy, Sonny plays a big role for quite a while to come. So welcome to the promotion.
Yeah, this is a good angle. I mean, well, she brings it up here. Yeah, this company doesn't employ any women of power. Well, it's pro wrestling, so. Yeah.
What about the rats, Sonny? What about the rats?
You got a job here.
But she looks like she's 12 or 13. I'm like, God damn.
She's so. Here's the thing. Unless you're a pervert, in all honesty, so Harper may hop back in on this. Mm-hmm. She's. She's so young, she's not even like attractive as a woman yet.
Right, yeah. Yeah, she's like buku young, man.
She's too young.
I don't know what that means.
She's like really, really young. She doesn't look like the Sonny from WWE era.
It's amazing, because in just a few years from this,
she blossoms.
Yeah,
everybody's like some wow. Girl
you would see, working at the local fucking Sonic or whatever.
And then studying for a test later tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. This is insane.
So if you're out there watching this, Docaholics, and you go, you got a problem, leave the kids alone, put that shit back in your pants, and go find a woman of age.
That's nice. No. Okay, so after that, you know, I kind of incorrectly stated the last time we'd see the stud stable. I think it's the last time we'll see him at a televised event. We get a recap of the stud stable, Heavenly Bodies, and Rock and Roll Express. And if you remember, they talked about there was going to be another match between these three. And this is a local show that they do show us a taping of. So Bob and Dutch throw us to a recap of it, and it's a brawl between the studs, Heavenly Bodies, and Rock and Roll. As soon as we go to the recap, the stud stable is eliminated first, just like they were at the Bluegrass Brawl. After that, Cornette gets involved, and I don't find much funnier than seeing Cornette take bumps. Cornette bumps are just entertaining to me, the way he flops around the ring. The Rock and Roll Express do win this brawl. Eaton comes out at the end to get involved. Primetime Brian Lee does too. And Killer Kyle, Kevin Sullivan, and more. Heck, even Bobby Blaze hits the ring if you really, really pay close attention to what happens here. Harper, did you have anything from this?
It was just a big old fucking brawl. It seemed like
pretty much
the whole goddamn locker room cleared out. I mean, fucking everybody came out.
Yep, and it was. And like I said, Rock and Roll won. Doc, what did you have from this? Anything?
Once again, as always, that's how dark a dark arena is supposed to look. Was that Lee Rainey on play-by-play?
Phil Rainey, you mean?
Phil Rainey, that's what I said.
I don't remember. It probably was, though.
Okay. Boy, there were tables and ladders and garbage can lids. Interesting.
It wasn't as bad as the brawl, though. Bluegrass
no,
brawl.
No. And then we hadn't seen Killer Kyle in a while.
We see him here.
That's right.
Yeah, he's still around. He ain't left yet. I tell you, somebody we haven't seen in a long time.
Barry Horowitz. Oh.
I was thinking the same thing.
He's not gone. He's not gone, Harper. We just haven't seen him in a while. He's not gone.
Where did he go? To buy more sparklers and get lost?
Yeah.
Probably. Okay, so after the match, we're going to get an update. Let me just play it for you. This is after the match of the Rock and Roll wins, and here it is.
Well, after all has happened, Commissioner Bob Armstrong believes that he's found a match that will settle this once and for all. So let's hear now about the Volunteer Slam 93. It's the Rage in the Cage, fans.
Sunday night, May the 9th, in the Knoxville Civic Coliseum, Smoky Mountain Wrestling presents Volunteer Slam 93, The Rage in the Cage. Two teams of five will strive to survive in the most dangerous cage match of all. Team number one, the Heavenly Bodies, Killer Kyle, Kevin Sullivan, and the Tasmaniac. Team number two, the Rock and Roll Express, Brian Lee, and the Stud Stable. Five status matches will be held. The team which wins three out of five of these matches will gain the advantage. To begin The Rage in the Cage, each team will send a man into the ring to wrestle for 5 minutes. When the 5 minutes is up, the team with the advantage sends another man in, making it two against one. After 2 minutes passes, the other team will send a man into the ring to make the odds even. Every 2 minutes thereafter, a new wrestler will enter the cage one at a time until all five men on each team are in. Only then can the match be ended. There are two ways to win: force your opponent to submit, or handcuff all five members of a team to the cage with the handcuffs attached to each side of the cage. No pinfalls, no DQ, no stopping the match. Don't miss The Rage in the Cage, part of Volunteer Slam 93, Sunday, May 9th at the Knoxville Civic Coliseum.
All right, my first reaction is there's too many goddamn rules.
Yes. My note was the equivalent of what happens to us at work. TLDR, too long, didn't read. This is too complicated. And there's there's no way these people understand it.
It's wrong.
Now, Mike. Hold on, I got some.
As he eats a pop tart.
Right. Do you know who sings that song?
Oh, it's Guns N' Roses. I actually know.
All right. Wrong.
Yeah. I was actually a big Appetite for Destruction fan.
Okay. Well, I bet if Axl knew that they were using that unlicensed, there would have been another Smoky Mountain lawsuit, because Axl was suing everybody back in that 1993.
Yeah. But, yeah, I knew who that was.
Okay, good job.
I wonder if when I put the YouTube version up, they're going to flag it. Because if you have, like, music in it that's like that, sometimes it'll get flagged. So I have to see. I hope it doesn't get flagged when I throw it up there, but it probably will. All right. Yeah, this is too many rules for me. This is going to play out more. And I hate to be critical on this like this, but it just is. I mean, I appreciate it, and I appreciate the creativity of it, but it's just too many goddamn rules for me. Too many damn rules, and that's all I have. Harper, what else from you?
I was just glad not to hear that fucking hillbilly shit they played for the last one. Yeah. God,
so what you're saying is your ears don't need a rape kit?
No, fuck okay. No.
Good deal. All right, let's keep it moving then. So after we get the Rage in a Cage Volunteer Slam 93 update, we are going to go to a promo now with Bullet Bob Armstrong and the Rock and Roll Express. So let me play that for us right here and hear what's going on with this on the heels of the Rage in a Cage announcement.
All right, fans, and with us right now here on the Rock and Roll Express, Commissioner Bob Armstrong. A special announcement, I believe, Commissioner.
That's right. I'm here with the Rock and Roll Express, Bob, because they've asked me for a special match. Now, the Volunteer Slam, it's too late to book that on that Rage in the Cage match, but I'll tell you what I've done. I've added a special main event on May 15th, in Johnson City.
Wait a minute, Bob, before we go any further. I want all the fans out here to watch something right here on TV, Bob.
All right, fans, let's take a look at this.
All right, I paused it, actually, because Bullet Bob is about to give the update, but then they replay the tar and feathering. So let me fast forward it, and then we'll get to the end. That way we can hear what Bullet Bob's update is. Here it is.
I'll be back. My heavens, let's take this time out. All right, Rick, and that's what happened last week.
Well, the reason I want everybody to watch what just happened is because this is the last time, Jimmy Cornette, you're ever going to come out here and embarrass the Rock and Roll Express again. You see? Yeah. All right. But you see, Jimmy Cornette, the special match that we asked for in Johnson City on May the 15th is the loser of the fall must leave Smoky Mountain Wrestling forever.
Whoa, okay. That's exactly right. And let me say this. When he says forever, I mean just that. No lawyers, no litigation, no coming back with a mask. The loser of that fall on May the 15th in Johnson City will leave forever and a day. He will never be back. Now, as commissioner, I hate to lose either one of these teams because they're both rated in the top five in the world, as you know. But as a man, I understand where you guys are coming from. You can have it.
Wait a minute. Come on. Here they come. Oh.
City on May 15th, and I personally, I don't care if it's either of the three of you, but somebody's gone on May 15th in Johnson City.
Let me tell you something, and let me tell you, Tupac, something. If you want a war, brother, you got it. Because one way or another, we're going to come out on top of this thing, and that Bob Armstrong, if it comes down to us or them, they ain't going to make it.
All right, fans, you've heard it. It's going to happen in Johnson City. We'll be back right after this.
All right, well, a lot going on there. Harper, do you have any thoughts?
I was thinking Gibson's wearing this fucking Mardi Gras shirt.
Oh, we had a nice little outfit on a couple of people there. I'll leave.
Yeah,
I'll hop in to
compliment that. Once it happened, once he entered the scene, I was just drawn to Stan Lane's pelvic region because of that white fanny pack.
Oh my God.
It wasn't just that. He had the black bike brand coaches shorts.
Yes.
He had the white.
That's what it was?
Yes. With the white fanny pack with the fucking Gold's Gym tank top tucked into it. I was like, what in the entire fuck am I looking at?
All he needed to finish that look was a ball cap with the print of Zubaz on it, and he would have had all of it.
Bruh, and if you noticed, like, one of the scenes, he's got the bike shorts, but he's also got his wrestling boots on. He's got his wrestling boots on. And with the bike shorts that are tight, the shirt tucked in with the white fanny pack. It's a pathetic scene.
It is, but it's so pathetically white in 1990s that I bet there were more than half the crowd was like, man, Stan Lane, he's a bad guy, but he looks pretty cool. We ought to go down to next time we go into the big city and we get some money together, we ought to go to the mall and get some of that stuff.
Bro, the rats were like, I want to bang that.
Right.
They were lined up waiting for a piece. Hoffer, did you have anything else from the promo?
Yeah, the fucking fanny pack just really. I was like, look, he's fucking got a goddamn fanny pack on.
It's bad enough with the bike shorts and the tank top tucked in.
Yeah,
the fanny pack was like just next level fuckery.
Mm-hmm.
It really was. Now, lost in all that is, we got to remember what we heard there.
Someone is important.
Someone is going home for good, whoever loses this match. And it doesn't mean the whole team. Whoever takes the pin is going home for good. So just keep that in mind.
We gotta tread lightly here with this in terms of spoilers. But what I will say is this. They mean it.
Yeah. They do mean it. They do mean it, and then the other side of it is, not only do they mean it, we got two things going on here, and what I mean by that is, you got Rage in the Cage the week before this loser goes home for good type gimmick.
I feel like out of all of this, for the past couple of segments, what we've got here is, this territory in Corny's got his sea legs, he's got talent. He's got a plan. He's understanding what he wants to do. And this is kind of a way for him. We're going to do gimmick matches with heat. We're going to have events. We're going to push the gas pedal here.
Bro, the beauty of it all, and we've talked about this a number of times, is you do not have a pay-per-view to book towards every month. Therefore, you can book angles that can take time to play out and run its course on TV. So you're not forcing shit down people's throats, because you don't have to do that, because you don't have a monthly pay-per-view. And that's the beauty of it. That's what helps facilitate it. The other part is, it goes back to that same damn argument where less is more. You got 1 hour of TV to fill. And when you got 1 hour of TV to fill, you can make shit a lot more meaningful and you can tell better stories. Okay, I'm off my high horse.
Wow.
Harper,
I want to see who fucking takes the pen, man.
He's about to binge watch. I'm not going to spoil anything for you, but... and Harper hasn't seen it yet. Doc and I have seen it at this point, but it's. Let me say this: they stick by it. When this person goes, he's gone. Yeah, he's out. He ain't coming back in a mask or nothing. And I think they addressed that later on down. Next up is
in. He said it. He said no mask, no nothing.
Oh, okay. I missed that. I didn't have it in my notes. Am I bad? Damn. Mm. You got some room to talk, you associate's degree motherfucker.
Who?
Harper.
Hey. I went to Nichols.
You went to Delgado U.
Well, what? And here's... Hey, stop picking on Harper or I'll have to pick on you, bachelor's you. Boy.
Yeah. Loser.
I am going to skip the local promo with the Rock and Roll and Tracy Smothers because it's nothing special. Are we all on board with that?
The only thing that it's not worth listening to is that they've also somewhere in here, Rock and Roll and... Heavenly Bodies are doing a tarred and feathered match too. So I mean, like I said, there's all kinds of stips, there's all kinds of big events. It's just flying here.
Amen. Okay. There. Now we go to a segment of the show where it's our friend Bobby Blaze versus Bobby Eaton for the Smoky Mountain Wrestling Heavyweight or Smoky Mountain Wrestling TV Beat the Champ title, I should say. It's the debut of Bobby. Dutch starts in right away saying that Bobby Blaze was sent over from the penitentiary on a work release. Goddamn Bob. Goddamn Dutch. Now, Bobby is looking very plain here with just some simple black tights and black boots. He's not the colorful Bobby Blaze that we remember later on in Smoky Mountain if you've watched ahead. Also, during the match, Bob and Dutch clarify the rules with the whole loser leave Smoky Mountain. It's not the team that would have to leave, but it's actually whoever takes the loss. They actually clarified that because I don't think Bullet Bob said that a second ago. And so as an example, if Gibson takes the pin, he leaves, but Morton can stay and whatnot. So in the match, Bobby Eaton defeats Bobby Blaze in about 4 minutes with his Alabama Jam knee drop off the top rope on the Bobby to retain the Smoky Mountain Wrestling Beat the Champ TV title. Doc, I'll throw it to you first. What were your thoughts?
Bobby had some offense, but I thought Eaton put him away pretty quick. And I would like to know from Bobby, would he rather take that knee drop off the top from Bob Holly or Bob Eaton?
Good thought. I'm going to ask him that when I talk to him tomorrow. And or if you've listened to the flagship show, you've probably heard it by now. But I will ask him. You know, that's one of those things. I'm going to ask Bobby that question. It'll take him 20 minutes to answer. We love you, Bobby.
Oh, you're a fucker,
he knows
dude.
I love Bobby. He's a good dude. All right, Harper, any thoughts from the match?
Yeah, I like the little monkey flip he did to get out the. I forgot what he was doing to him.
Bobby's real good in the ring, man. If you watch him, you'll see it. You'll see it as you proceed to the matches that he works. Bobby is real good in the ring. I mean, he was trained by the freaking great Malenko, so. He knows what he's doing, man. He's well versed in chain wrestling and whatnot. He can do a lot. So
that knee drop looked fucking vicious.
Yeah, man. God damn, that's something to take. All right. So let's move on. That was Bobby's debut. Again, you're probably listening to this and would have already heard me talk about it on the flagship show with Bobby if our schedules line up like they're supposed to. That said, let's go to the next promo. It is Jim Cornette, and let's hear what Corny has to say.
Let's go to Bob Cole, standing by with Jim Cornette and beautiful Bobby.
All right, Dutch, right you are, and Jim Cornette, beautiful Bobby right here. And I tell you, it doesn't matter what happens in his fifth defense due to Commissioner Bob Armstrong and what he's come up with. It's going to be the last time that he's ever in Smoky Mountain Wrestling.
Due to Commissioner Bob Armstrong, everything's due to Commissioner Bob Armstrong. Commissioner Bob Armstrong puts us in a rage in a cage. trying to get us all killed. 6 days later, he signs a Loser Leaves Smoky Mountain Wrestling match. 6 days after a match as dangerous as at the Volunteer Slam, he puts us in a Loser Leaves Smoky Mountain Wrestling match. Due to Commissioner Bob Armstrong, some legal technicality, Beautiful Bobby has been banished from Smoky Mountain Wrestling. But I'm going to say this, the banishment's going to be temporary. But the Rock and Roll Express's banishment will be permanent after we get finished with that match. And I'll tell you something else. One more week, brother, and Bobby Eaton gets that $5,000 bonus to add to what he's already won. And since we can't do nothing else about it right now, what we are going to do is take as much of Bob Armstrong and Smoky Mountain Wrestling's money as we possibly can before Bobby goes. And like I said, it's going to be temporary. And I got some other things I'm going to be saying here real soon about the Rage in a Cage and the Loser Leaves Smoky Mountain Wrestling and that no good stinking alcoholic drunk broke down geriatric over the hill Commissioner Stinking Fossil Bob Armstrong.
Oh, fans, with that, we'll be back.
I don't think Corny's too happy about Rage in a Cage and everything that's following and the Loser Leaves Town and all that. And then he calls Bob Armstrong an alcoholic amongst many other names. Doc, what did you have?
This is going to be a little different because I got thrown way the fuck off sides here. In the middle of this promo, did they cut to the crowd? And when they did they see a little boy holding up a blue poster that had no writing on it at all?
I think it must have had something written really light and you couldn't see it, because why would you just hold up a blue, hey, poster board rules?
Well, do I need to take you back? No, I need to take you back to the beginning where we talked about the demographics and the
That's income. Nice.
Maybe they could afford the poster, but no marker. You know, I don't know. I don't know. And to be honest, I got really wrapped around the axle on that, and I couldn't focus on the promo, so I really don't know what they said.
Hopper said maybe it's a thing for them to just bring poster board.
Poster what did board you rules. Say?
God damn. You can't just bring the poster board. Let me bring a poster board and show it with no writing on it. I don't know.
Like
I must have.
It's like the scene to me, what I thought of was in Dumb and Dumber. Harper, you know what I'm going to talk about, where he had the kid, they sold the dead bird to the kid that was blind, and he's sitting there petting the dead bird, but he's blind.
That's nice.
I mean, there were some tools in that audience though when they did go to the audience at one point.
You're damn right there was.
Yeah. Yes. Hold on. I'm looking at it right now. This kid actually does have writing on it, but it is very faint. It's like you can't see it, but
well, and to be fair, I watch these on my phone, so I'm not looking at a big screen here. But it seemed like with a better than zero chance that could have happened. So I was
okay. Let's go. Let's keep it moving. The next match is Scott Campione. Hopefully, I'm saying it right. Versus the Dirty White Boy. Dirty White Boy pulls off a Magnum TA in like 1986 when he wins, and I think I timed it at 22 seconds and it was over. Doc, your thoughts?
Here's the entire sum total of my notes. Another debut. Well, that was quick. Magnum quick.
Yeah, I mean, it really was. That's exactly what it was.
He heart punched him and pinned him.
Yeah. That was it. Thoughts from you, Hopper?
Did you see that guy with the Walmart hat?
That's the dude I was talking about earlier.
Where it was so appropriate for that crowd. Dude had a straight up blue Walmart hat.
That's the dude I was talking about. They showed him in the last segment too, with the tank top. The guy with the tank top.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, guys. They're stereotypes for a reason. In a lot of cases.
Fuck.
See, you say that when it's convenient for you.
Of course.
Okay, well, there we go.
I'm a lazy motherfucker. I like it when shit's easy.
Asshole. Okay. You need to leave them good people in the Smoky Mountain area alone. All right, let's.
Dude, they've got enough problems just making it to the sundown alive with food in their bellies.
Okay, so after the match and Dirty White Boy does his best Magnum imitation, Dirty White Boy and Ron Wright are going to cut a promo. We haven't heard from them. We didn't hear from them last week, so let's hear what they have to say.
Record right there. Now you see White Boy coming. Let's go right now to Bob Connell standing by with the Dirty White Boy and Ron Wright.
That had to be a record. Less than 10 seconds. And what is this? What's the white flag that Ron Wright is carrying around here in the wheelchair?
Well, that flag right there represents a match. It's all over with. Coward waves the flag match.
Is he going to wave the flag when Tracy Smothers gets you down and is pounding you? Is that what he's going to do?
Apparently you don't understand this man's track record. He is one of the lowest forms of human being walking the earth. He is a snake in the grass. He is out and out. No good friend. That's the reason I love the man so much. But now, on the other hand, I understand that Tracy Smothers in his corner is going to have White Lightning Tim Horner.
That's right.
Well, first of all, it's my understanding that White Lightning Tim Horner and Tracy Smothers are real good friends. Do you honestly think for 1 minute that if I bust him upside the head, he won't wave that flag?
Oh, he's not going. No, he's not going to do it. Says he will not
wave
the flag.
5 minutes in the ring with me, Tim Horner will be waving that flag so fast, it'll look like Tracy Smothers is in the Indianapolis 500.
He better start getting practice right now to wave it good and high so everybody can see it.
Because you see, it does not matter to this man if they take a McCullough chainsaw and cut my stinking head off. He will not wave the flag. So, Smothers, what are you going to do? You're going to get down in a little bit, and you'll be begging, please, please. And Tim Horner, I guarantee you, will wave the flag.
You won't do it regardless?
No, sir. Regardless, I will not wave the flag.
Isn't he wonderful?
I've got a heart of stone and steel. I will not. That flag will stay right there the duration of the match. Horner will be the one waving the flag with both hands. You just get your ringside seat and watch it, brother.
Yes, get out of our way.
All right, fans, some very serious consequences can occur with a match like this. We'll be back right after this.
Well, Smothers is going to have Horner in his corner. I don't know what I feel about that, but let me just tell y'all as an audience this. This shit is funny when it finally plays out. Well, I say funny, but it's really good. Doc, what were your thoughts on this promo, though?
Coward waves the flag. More gimmicks, which is okay, whatever. I could see Horner waving it just to sabotage Smothers, just to try to get back up the card to the top spot.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, but that's not going to happen. Hopefully it won't.
I loved when Dirty White Boy said how much of a low-down piece of shit Ron Wright was.
And that he loves him for it.
And that's why he loves him. I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, I love Ron right there talking about his heart's made of steel and stuff. But bruh, you've been talking about you about to have a heart attack and you had a bad heart. Now it's made of steel. It can't be broken, but whatever. Harper, what did you have from it?
Who's going to wave the flag?
Guess we'll see, huh?
I got to, bruh, shit's fucking heating up.
Yeah, we thought it was heating down, but it's heating up, bruh. It's about to pop off again. Here we go. We're setting up for another round of it. What else, Harper?
That's it. Move on. Nothing to see here.
Doc, anything else from you?
No.
All right. So we go from there, though, to the next promo, and it is Down and Dirty with us with Smothers and Tim Horner. So, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Everybody, welcome to Down and Dirty with Dutch. I'm Dutch Mantel, and you're not. My special guest today on Down and Dirty with Dutch, of course, the newly crowned Smoky Mountain heavyweight champion, the Southern Eyed White Boy, Tracy.
Southern Boy.
Tracy Smothers, and of course, White Lightning, Tim Horner. Now, gentlemen, I got to tell you, excuse my little lapse there. My tongue got a little bit tied. But let me tell you something. You got a match coming up. It's the
coward waves the flag mask. Now, the dirty white boy was just out here, and he told, he had a lot of bad things to say about you, but he did say this: no matter what happens to him, Ron Wright will not wave the flag. What do you got to say about that?
First thing I want to say is, it not great to be alive and to be in the South? Huh? Hey, you think wrestling and Smoky Mountain wrestling is a cakewalk? Look at my face, man. I've been busted up more in the past 6 months than I have in 6 years, but by the same man, the dirty white boy. Hey, I never said you weren't a tough son of a gun, man, but it's a case of mind over matter. I no longer mind, because by God, you don't matter. Hey, white boy, I got all the respect in the world for you, man. You're a tough son of a gun. I faced every Tom, Dick, and Harry in this sport. From Terrible Ted to Ginger the Wrestling Bear to the Stings, the Ultimate Warriors, the Lex Lugers, and the Steiners. You're the man, but it's coward lay the flag. Ron Wright's in your corner. My buddy White Lightning, Tim Horner, and he looks awful good in that hat, is in my corner.
Jesus Christ.
Hold on. Horner. I'm going to tell you this, son. There is no way it'll be a cold day in July before this old country boy right here waves any flag and gives up in anything. I'm just like all these folks in Barbourville, Kentucky, and the millions of people out there. I fought and scratched for everything I've ever got in this world. White Lightning, you're my best friend in the world, man. We've talked about this match right here. You're going to be in my corner. If this guy breaks my arm, you're not going to wave that flag, are you?
No.
If he breaks my other arm, you ain't gonna wave it, are you?
No, sir.
If he breaks both legs, my neck, and every joint in my body, you ain't gonna wave it, are you?
No, sir.
If I'm begging, what happens now? If I'm begging and I'm pleading and I'm double dog daring you to wave that flag, you're not gonna do it, are you?
No, sir.
Okay, let me just put something in here, guys. Tim Horner, you're standing here telling me and all the fans in Smoky Mountain that no matter what happens in that match, you're not going to wave. If he's bleeding like a stuck pig, you're not going to wave the flag.
No.
Well, let me ask you this. Why are you not going to wave the flag?
Because he told me not to, and I'm not going to.
All right, fans.
Dutch Mantell, I feel tougher than a Dodge truck with mud flaps and spoke wheels. White boy, I'm going to whoop your butt like your mama should have done a long time ago. Coward waves a flag, and you're the coward.
All right, fans, there you heard it. No matter what happens, under no conditions, will Tim Horner wave the flag for Tracy Smothers. I have to say one thing. With friends like that, we don't need any enemies. Stay tuned.
Oh, boy, I love Tracy there. But, Halver, why don't you go first?
It's like he's retarded.
It's all
perfect. I get away the flag. No. No. Why? Because he told me not to. That's why? Fuck. That's why you're there. Because he told me not to. That's the only reason, because he told me not to.
Yeah. He doesn't want his friend to lose, man.
And,
that's why.
And he looks perfect with that fucking hat on, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
God. He was meant to look like white trash.
He looks like he's ready. He looks like he's ready to get strapped on a guitar and go be in Sawyer God. Brown.
I tell you, Smothers looks like I guess you could say a Southern hero dressed like that.
Yeah.
Fucking Tim Horner with that hat just looks like pure white trash.
Okay, I'll take Smothers on the other side.
Go ahead.
He says, ain't it great to be alive in the South? Well, based on our earlier research and reporting, probably not here. It is probably not great to be alive in this if you're in this gym, unless you're one of the wrestling crew.
Don't let everybody the facts get in the way of a good story, because they're happy.
Right. So this is just like a before and after, like a personality class. Smothers is the after and Horner's the before. It's just, here's the whole gamut of why one is over and the other one isn't.
No.
And when he mentions that at the end, when Smothers mentions that Dodge truck, that's probably like for us thinking about owning a Ferrari someday.
He said, I feel tougher than a Dodge truck with mud flaps and spoke wheels.
And here's some real truth for you.
People came unglued on that.
If you see a big Dodge truck driving down the highway, there's a better than 75% chance that guy is a fucking flaming prick. And if it's a white Dodge truck, it's 100%.
Yes.
Okay.
Those guys always have some dip and a stupid ass goatee and just are fucking pricks and drive like fucking pricks. There you go, pal.
Wow, man, you just Mr. fucking overgeneralization, man.
But it's true.
Shut your black ass up.
That's just bullshit, man. You're always like generalizing people, man. It's like, fuck. Did y'all hear when Tracy said, I don't mind and you don't matter?
Yeah.
Such a baby.
I'm mad about trust. Hey, yeah, you know what this ought to be, though? In a real world, if the roster was deeper, this would be a Horner heel turn where he would wave the flag and say that Smothers took his position and didn't respect him on the way in because he'd been there for a while. And Smothers just came in and jumped over.
Yeah. Yeah. You could get the actual perception to become reality of the angle. Yeah.
This show is called Booking the Territory, so that's what I come to do.
I bet you did, yeah. All right, Hopper, anything else from that?
No.
Doc, you?
There's a yin and a yang all right there.
Yeah, buddy. After that is a match between Kevin Sullivan and Night Stalker. Night Stalker comes out fired up, and he's giving Sullivan all Sullivan can handle early on. But Stalker, he really was manhandling Sullivan. Sullivan finally starts getting in some offense, but it took a while. But then Stalker starts getting the best of they flip-flop, I should say. And then Stalker then – after Sullivan takes over, then the Night Stalker takes over. It basically goes back and forth is what I'm trying to say. It spills out again, like, onto the floor because they're, like, in the ring, out the ring, in the ring, out the ring. Sullivan appears to hit Stalker with something, and we go to commercial with the match thrown out. I kind of really not sure what happened all there besides them going back and forth, and then we're going to go to a promo in a second. But first, Doc, I'll throw it to you.
Yeah, weird ending. I also thought as they were rolling around that arena for some poor jackasses, there were a bunch of them in there.
Boy, you just really want to shit on the people in the Smoky Mountains today. Hopper, what about you?
They shit on themselves by being alive.
Shit on yourself. You need to do all a favor and cut your own fucking head off and save the world.
That may be true. Thanks. The Night Stalker's just lucky he didn't catch a fireball here.
Hopper, what did you think from that? I don't know what we saw.
Yeah, did he, like, blow shit in his face?
Well, when we come back from the promo, he's got what appears
green
to be
shit.
Food coloring dripping down his body and coming out of his mouth. So, yeah, I guess, but it's just a weird match. I mean, back and forth, but you know, it wasn't really a match. So I don't want to call it a match. It's kind of a brawl or a fight. But anything else, Hopper?
No, yeah. It was just a big brawl, and the Night Stalker looked like a big fucking giant that wouldn't back down from him.
Yeah. All right, well, let's go from that to the end of the show, which Sullivan now is going to cut a promo. Here it is.
All right, fans, right now, here's the Master Kevin Sullivan. And you.
They want to incarcerate me again! They want to lock me up! They want to put me in a cage! Usually I don't like to go in to a tag team match unless it's with people I control. But this time, Cornette, I'll gladly go in with the Heavenly Bodies, Kyle, and my man, the Tasmaniac. You see, Stalker, darkness fell on you real quick. In the cage, Rock and Roll Express, Brian Lee. I think you're walking the fine line. You're taking Golden and Fuller as your partners. This isn't the Cold War. Russia and the United States aren't friends. You've made a bad mistake. Rage in the cage. I want a rage. I want a cage. Because the last time they locked me up.
Oh, wait a minute, here comes the Stalker, and just coming out. attacking Sullivan. The Stalker with a bandage over one eye. He gets something in the eyes. He slammed right to the floor. And the two go at it, fighting down onto the floor. Fans, we're out of time. That's going to wrap it up. What a wild and woolly week. See you next.
Yeah, that pretty much is how it goes off air with them brawling. Doc, what did you have from the promo and then the brawl?
Weird promo, but it's Sullivan, so okay. And then I still was sitting there thinking, I wonder what that was. Was it like, it looked like back in the day when you were a kid, you know, you chew on a pen and sometimes you bust it and then you'd have to be checking, sitting in class, trying to make sure you didn't just like get ink all over your mouth. So when you talked to that girl, you didn't look like a fucking moron.
Bro, it was food coloring. I'm telling you what it was.
You don't know.
You don't know. You weren't there.
Yeah, okay. Shut up.
It was food coloring. I'm telling you what it was.
You told me I should cut my head off a minute ago. You can eat a fat dick, pal.
You should. Do the world a favor. One less doc.
That's what we need.
Okay. I agree. Harper, what did you think about that?
I kept thinking this must have been when that Smashing Pumpkins song came out.
You don't have a clue what you're talking about right now.
The despise all my rage. I'm still just a rat in a cage.
I think.
I'm going to take y'all word on that one. I have nothing to add to that part of the discussion.
No, I'm going to say that song still is about 2 or 3 years from.
Oh, really? Okay.
Onto the world.
Because I was thinking, fuck, that must be.
I'm going to do a little. Without some computer help, I'm going to do a little booking on the fly and say that song came out in 95 or 6 and this is still 93.
Okay, well.
So maybe he got the idea from Sullivan then.
Maybe
so.
I mean, he's a wrestling fan.
There you go, pal.
All right. Any other thoughts about the way this goes off the air before we give out disability checks and whatnot?
I just don't know what the hell's going on.
Me either, but I'm not invested in Sullivan versus Night Stalker, and I know they were partners for a while, or, you know, he was his goon for a while, but I just, ain't my thing, but whatever. Disability check time. I will go first. This was tough because Tammy makes her debut, which I'm cool with. I love Tracy's promo. You know, down and dirty. But I don't know, man. This was a weird one.
It was garbage, huh? Just say it.
It wasn't garbage, but
that's what you said beforehand.
There was some parts in here that I just was like, let me say this, man. When you go off the air the way they went off the air, and it's just kind of, I know there's no resolution, and that's a good thing. It's still not like, I don't know. I gave it a 7.25. I mean, we did get Dirty White Boy and Ron Wright in that whole down and dirty. But this wasn't as good as some of the stuff we've seen in the past few weeks. So
yeah.
That's where I'm at. Doc, what did you give it?
7.4.
Oh, okay. So I did 7.25. Great. Harper, what about you?
A 7. Just a regular old 7, yeah.
Because it wasn't special, was it?
No.
Yeah,
there was no Cornette. Nah,
Yeah, there is a local promo. I didn't play it. I mean, I didn't even ask y'all if y'all wanted me to. But I thought it was pretty, you know, toned down. What did you think, Harper?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love fucking Horner with that hat.
Nope. Yeah.
No. No, sir. No, sir.
No, boss. Yes, boss.
Yeah.
For real. For real.
Told me.
Right. Oh, man. Well, while you're listening to this, do me a favor. Hit the stop button and go to tinyurl.com/BTTPatron after you hit the stop button, that is, and sign up and become a patron. For as little as $2 a month, you get access to all the patron episodes, the world-class championship wrestling episodes that I'm doing right now, and Harper and Doc they're going to come aboard, man, because I'm at the end of 1982 right now, and the shit is heating up. It's hot. It's about to be hotter than Six Suns in world-class championship wrestling with the Freebirds and Von Erichs, and we'll leave it at that. But, again, tinyurl.com/BTTPatron. please sign up, become a patron, help support the show. Thank you to the Hall of Fame patrons, JShiny21, Natural Hacksaw, Thin Man Within, Slider91, US, Justin Rasmussen, ShepDaddy32, USC49ers Dodger, Gerald Green, T-Hog94, SV Pageant, Martin Howell71, Tim Orechi, Codeman822, Gobbled Unreal, and Unconvinced Ray. Thank you for being Hall of Fame patrons. It is Government Cheese Award time. I'll go first again. I don't mind. I am going with Tracy Smothers on Down and Dirty, not Tim Horner. I want to make sure I leave him out. I had to go with Tracy Smothers there. Doc, who did you give yours to?
Well, a WWE Hall of Fame career was birthed on this episode.
That doesn't mean you give her an award.
So yeah. I'm giving the cheese to Sonny.
Letting your dick do the voting right now is what you're doing.
And as thin and scrawny as she is here, she needs double helpings of cheese so that she can thicken up a little bit. So hopefully she'll eat the cheese and put on a few pounds and, you know.
So here's a question for Harper before he tells us who's his government cheese award. Harper, would you bang her the way she looks back then?
No.
Or would you rather bang her the way she looks right now?
Oh, wow.
October 20th, 2017.
Oh, wow. I guess you would have to go then because that's when it was, you know, wasn't all beat to shit. You know? It was a lot more fresher. It's like saying...
Okay, so this week we need a new t-shirt for the ladies that said, BTT busted my guts out and now I'm beat to shit.
It's like a car. Do you want it now or did you want it fucking 20 years ago when it's got, you know, now it's got 200,000 miles on it and the transmission.
That's an incredibly flawed analogy because if that's the case, you could say that the even younger is better.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She's kind of new and and not all fucking ran through.
I'll take her today.
Wow.
I might triple bag it, but I'm thinking today.
Yeah, I'm strapping on. I'm going to have so much on it that it's going to be hard to feel it
because
it's beat the shit. But
and it'll still feel like you're having sex with Shawn Michaels.
But I'm strapping it on. I'm probably going to town today. Just she can hold off on the
farting. You know why this is, Mike?
Why?
We have daughters. She looks like somebody's daughter there.
Yeah, man. Dude, let me tell you something. Having a
she
daughter.
She looks like someone's father now.
Yeah, that's true. Having a daughter really changes your perspective on some of the things you would say and do because you really start looking at the world a lot differently when you have a daughter. I'm just putting it out there, especially as you watch them grow. Harper, I'm shocked. I thought for sure you would say, I'd bang her now. I'd wrap it up pretty good.
I seen the videos, though, man.
What's that got to do with anything?
Good job.
I'm going to tell you.
I know
like,
how it's going to perform.
I'm going to tell you. I don't want to
say
which
one. You say it's beat to shit, but she also will let you put it in her ass now. And
that's true. Yeah. Wow. Back then, she was probably like, no, you know.
I don't want to.
I'm not doing that stuff. I'm Catholic.
I'm not going to say which old-timer said it to me.
What?
But there was an old-timer that was a pretty decent-sized name in a wrestling business. He once told me on a road trip, he said, two things. Worst piece of ass I ever had was good. And the second thing was, how did he phrase it? The only thing better than pussy is new pussy. So, if you ain't had it before, I guess it's new, right?
What about
that's true?
What he forgot to bring up was the leather Cheerio.
What?
What's that mean?
Banging the ass.
Come on.
All right, bro. Let's get this. Let's get
the
going.
Leather Cheerio.
Let's get
nut Cheerio. What?
Let's get Harper's government cheese so Doc can get out of here. Harper, who's your government cheese?
Smothers.
I mean, how does it not? I don't know how Doc gives it to Tammy, but whatever. Shit. Yeah, I got to give Smothers too. I mean, hell. All right. Doc, anything else before we get out of here?
I'm completely done. In fact, I think I'm leaving.
Go ahead. Hang up, and Doc Harper and I will close this bitch out without you.
Yeah.
We'll catch you later, asshole.
Well, fuck you then.
Okay. We'll bang the old Sonny.
I'm fucking tired. I'm starting to, all right then. I don't need this abuse from you.
All right, man. We'll catch you later, asshole. Go bang the old Sonny. I thought for sure you'd say the old version and not the new. It's not that bad. Is it?
It's not that bad, but it's just, I seen the video.
What the hell's that got to do with anything? You probably looked at all kind of porn your entire life.
Yeah,
but
she just lays there.
So you're going to turn down ass nowadays for bitches who just want to lay there. Just because she wants to lay there.
We know her history.
So what? It's okay.
It's fucking documented. Some other chick, you know. I mean, you don't. I know the fucking history.
Okay, so just because you don't know the history, if she's had 80 dicks stuck in her more than Sonny has, just because you don't know it, it's okay because you're naive to it. You're just blind. Okay. All right. Well, we'll leave it at that then. Oh man, that was a good episode though, man. Who gets your Tim Horner Award, Harper?
Oh God. Old Tim Horner.
Yeah, that's why I said that. I knew you were going to say that. Yeah. Tim Horner gets the Tim Horner Award. Good God. What a shit show that was.
Yes.
Please use our Amazon referral link. It's tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon. Give it to your wives and girlfriends. The holiday season is upon us. It really does help out the show. I mean, I think as we're recording this damn episode probably isn't going to air till the week before Thanksgiving. So, you know, we're up onto the holidays at this point. Holiday season is here. Use that link. Again, it's tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon. You can buy anything and everything from Amazon just about these days, including groceries if you wanted to go there. But again, wives and girlfriends, give it to them. Tell them to bookmark it and use it. And then I want to shout out the Wrestling Podcast About Nothing. They do two shows a week, Mondays and Thursdays. Kingpin Brian Malonis and Mike Crockett, they're starting to do a lot more classic stuff. So give them a listen. Again, search the WPAN wherever you get your podcast from for Wrestling Podcast About Nothing. Follow us on Twitter at @BTT_podcast. I'm at Mike504Saints. Hardbody Harper is at CJHWhoDat. Go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/bookingtheterritory. And click the Shop Now button after you click the Like button and purchase a Pro Wrestling Tee store. And don't forget to check all the show notes because it has our Tee Public store with our Be Blessed and Be a Blessing, Brother T-shirt that's up. Harper, before we get out of here, and before I tell the customers out there and the listeners out there to make sure they go give us a 5-star review on iTunes, you got anything else before we go home?
Go on Vimeo. Download the Wildcat fucking app or whatever. Just go on fucking Vimeo and just click on fucking Wildcat and see some great fucking wrestling.
It's like five cans of Spam, right?
It's fucking, well, according to some people, that's more than a fucking dollar. So I guess it'd be about like 3.5 cans. Broke bitches.
Damn, Harper, why you be so mean to people, man? Yeah, so go on Vimeo. Just search Wildcat with a K. Is how you can find it. So,
y'all,
right, Harper?
Y'all fucking bitch for an alternative product. Well, fuck, here it is.
Damn, Harper. Jesus
Pony up,
Christ.
Motherfuckers.
That's right. That's right. And remember,
can't
go
do it for free.
Can't do it for free.
Be blessed and be a blessing.
There you go, Harper. What about the five cans of Spam? Hold on.
Yeah, so like all you shitheads that like always message me, how can I watch this if I don't live in New Orleans? Here's your chance. It's fucking $5 a month to subscribe. Fucking $5. That's like five cans of Spam for y'all.
All right, I hit the stop button. All right, Harper, so I had to get that in. All right, Harper, let's get out of here, man. I'm tired, and I got some stuff I got to do today since it's my off day from work. Hit the tagline and take us home, man.
Book it, bitch.